Let's check in overseas. Secretary of State Blinken is heading off to China. What are they talking about anyway? When you hear about somebody over in one of our people in China, you wonder, all right, aren't they kind of the enemy? I don't know. I know there's a lot of business with China. Jonathan Savage joins us now. Hey, Jonathan, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's on the agenda there? What are they talking about? Me and you probably behind our backs.
Yes, that's how it goes, isn't it? Yeah, look, they've got a lot to talk about. The State Department freely admits that a year ago, relations between the US and China were at a historic low. They say they're in a different place now from whereas they just had the spy balloon situation, near misses between Chinese and American militaries at sea and in the air. They're talking a lot more now, and they think that they can do business, but there's a lot to get off their chest. The US wants to talk about the Russia-Ukraine war. They're worried about China inadvertently or indirectly supporting Russia's defense industrial base. They want to talk about how China might be able to help with Middle East tensions. They have a difference of opinion over Chinese maneuvers in the South China Sea and around Taiwan. And then there's fentanyl, synthetic opioids. They managed to work together quite successfully to cut the flow of fentanyl entering the U.S. from China. But now the U.S. say they need to cut the flow of the precursor chemicals that lead to the production of fentanyl in places like Mexico. So that's also on the agenda.
What about TikTok? You think they're talking about TikTok at all, or is that kind of low-hanging fruit there?
Oh, you know what? I think the Chinese might want to talk about that. TikTok is a massive company, obviously Chinese-owned company, and then you had that law being going through the House of Representatives at the weekend, which would ban Chinese ownership of TikTok in the United States. China not happy about this. They talk about hypocrisy. They talk about the U.S. wanting to control the social media landscape, and no doubt that is going to be on the agenda as well.
What retaliatory? Because it looks like it's going to happen. It really does. And when I first started talking about it, I thought, how in the world are you going to make that happen? Well, here we sit. What is China talking about, some kind of retaliation tech-wise?
They aren't saying directly. They aren't talking directly about retaliations tech-wise, but they might do that. They do have the opportunity to do that. There are plenty of American technological links to China. Look at Apple and its manufacturing plants there. But then again, these American companies are also important for the Chinese economy. So they have to strike a balance between, you might say, upholding their own interests as a country and their own company's interests, but also the maintaining their economical reliance on exports to the U.S.
Really, all you have to do on any given issue internationally is just look at money, follow the money, and see what happens. Speaking of money, you mentioned Russia, Ukraine. We're worried about China supporting Russia. Aren't they going to just look at us and go like, you guys are giving 60, what is it, how many billion? How many now? How many billions of dollars to Ukraine? Aren't they going to just say that and go like, hey, look, you know.
Yeah, it was a $60 billion deal that passed through Congress over the last few days. That on top of what's been sent already. Now, the U.S. says it's not any evidence China is actually arming Russia, but they do say China is exporting to Russia things which could have a civilian use and a military use, helping Russia rebuild its defense industrial base that sanctions were told had done a lot to degrade. What the U.S. is going to tell China is that, look, you can't have it both ways. You want to have positive, friendly relations with countries in Europe, with the United States, but at the same time, what you're doing, they will tell China, it's fueling the biggest threat to European security since the end of the Cold War. That's the argument they're going to make.
All right. Jonathan Savage, following Secretary Blinken's trip to China, and what they'll be talking about, a whole bunch of things. And we'll see what happens. The TikTok thing, I think, is top of mind for most folks in this country anyway and around here. Are you a TikTok guy?
That's probably the only social media network I've not signed up to and then probably sort of slacked off on. TikTok, maybe one day, but I don't have the time, frankly. I don't have the time or the energy.
Yeah. I actually... I had an Instagram account once and just never used it. And I think it just went away. I don't know. It's floating out there somewhere, I guess. Once you open these things, they're always around. I do have some YouTube stuff, but I'm like you. I really don't find the time. I don't know how these young people, they have so much time to do. Well, I do know. Their tech helps them. Me and you, we're busy talking to each other, basically.
I waste enough time on Twitter and Facebook. I don't need another social media network. No. I would get in too much trouble at home if I spent any more time staring at my phone.
Yeah, yeah. Mrs. Savage is going to get all upset with you, mister. All right. Hey, Jonathan, we appreciate your time as always. I love talking to you, man. And we'll get together again soon, okay?
Great to talk to you. Take care.
See ya. Be careful out there. Crazy, crazy world. 1320 WILS, your morning wake up. Mike Austin back after the news.